Back in the 1700s, just about anyone could practice medicine. Dr. John Morgan, a Philadelphian who had trained at a medical school in Scotland, went to leaders of the College of Philadelphia in 1765 and said, "Hey, we can do better. Let's create our own med school."
"What I am to propose is a scheme for transplanting medical science into this seminary."
This is Penn's archivist Mark Lloyd, reading from Morgan's essay. The college loved the idea, so much so they asked Morgan to read his full essay, all 113 pages, during commencement in May of 1765.
"The cultivation of science and the progress of arts."
The med school's first classes started that fall, but it was pretty bare-boned. People would just buy tickets to hear doctors lecture on anatomy, surgery, chemistry, and pharmacology. And don't forget, doctors at that time...
So they knew nothing. Okay, let's face it. They knew nothing.
This is Dr. Gail Morrison, Penn Medicine's Dean of Education. She says back then, no one really knew how diseases spread. But she says the model Morgan set up was an extremely important start, and one that helped lay the foundation for medical education today. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.